Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. In the quest to bring you the strange and unusual for commentaries, well, if you've ever tried to dip a chip at a party and it breaks off in the bowl, it's because you're doing it wrong. And I'm about to blow your mind. According to a structural engineer, the way most of us dip chips is structurally unsound. Here are the four steps to avoid this the next time you go to a party. Number one, most tortilla chips are triangular, and we hold the chip by one point and dip the long edge of the triangle like a shovel. That's wrong. The reason we do this is so you can get more dip, naturally, but it ends up putting too much weight on the portion of the chip where you're holding it and it breaks. Instead, again according to the structural engineer, you should hold the chip along the edge of the triangle and dip one point. In other words, the exact opposite of what we usually do, and you can get just as much dip without the breakage. Finally, use chips that are harder to break. Go through the bowl and find the ones that are curled, or as the engineer puts it, quote, a bent, undulating chip. That creates an arch, which is a stronger support structure. So the next time you're hobnobbing and ice cube jingling, you can thank me. And that's my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. The gang at David's are all ready for Christmas. They've got everything you need in a one-stop shop. Especially for the ladies. There's lots of sparklies. From costume jewelry to loose diamonds worth $25,000 or more. To get some more details and maybe some ideas, go to davidsjewelryandcoins.com. That's coins plural. Or head down to the IHOP Shopping Center on Old College. They're in the same shopping center right next to Hurricane Harry's. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you so much for listening.